Now, the character who portrayed Joe Keller is considered one of the great, many ways, one of the great guilt-ridden characters. Is that something you want to impart from the first? Do you carry it around in the way you hold yourself?
Well, I think it's a fascinating subject, guilt and defensiveness and self-righteousness and self-justification. He does have a guilty secret, but he is a genius at denial and and self-justification. He's a genius. And he's also a genius at bringing people around and getting them to forgive him. He's an extremely complicated character, very charismatic and very dangerous, and ready to fall apart if you touch the wrong buttons, you know, or ready to explode.
Yeah.
I was really scared of playing this part. It still seems like an insurmountable role to me. I don't know how I'm going to do this for several months. I mean, it's exhausting, and I can't seem to mark the role. I can't seem to do a sort of half energy performance of it. It starts going, and the play itself, it's like a brush fire that turns into a forest fire. I can't seem to hold myself back from this play.
I of course scribbled some lines. It's irresistible in an Arthur Miller play, but the one, maybe if I could get the two of you, and forgive my paraphrase, to respond to at one point, the mother of the family exclaims something to the effect that all the future we planned for you, and you turned out just like us. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh!
I know.
That's piercing.
I know. It's a sad play. I mean, we leaven it in all sorts of ways, but there's no getting around it. It's a painful play. Such a painful play, and it's a family play. Everybody. You know, we talk about the big ideas of the play, but at heart, it's about two parents and four children, and one lost child, and you know, just extraordinarily. I mean, the father-son relationship. I have two sons myself.
Mm-hmm.
In my own mind, I can't even bring myself to think about them up on stage. It's just too close. It's too emotional.
Well, the father says at one point that's what his whole life is about, isn't it, to pass something on to his son like that.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something in this production that it trying to get out that maybe wasn't apparent 60 years ago, or something that becomes apparent in a new age, but it was somehow always in the text?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, this just seems like a production for our time. I mean, if you look at the still photographs from 1947, it is the usual Arthur Miller clapboard house, porches, dormers, a gazebo, all this lawn furniture and fake shrubberies. Our stage is a completely empty platform with one chair and one screen door and a huge panel of clapboard upstage, which functions as a gigantic projection screen. It couldn't be simpler. The platform itself is verdant grass. It really looks like a backyard, but it's just one single plane. And the actors really create the scenery more than the scenery does. It's very arresting. The audience comes in and looks at this huge empty stage. At that point, it has a tree growing right in the middle of it. The tree falls down in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And there are words projected up on this screen. Act one. A backyard in the Keller home, in the outskirts of an American town.
And you come out to begin the play almost
all,
like the
entire
manager.
The entire cast of actors comes out and looks at the audience and greets them. And I think the audience, again, I can't speak for them, but they know they're in for something very different than the usual revival of an Arthur Miller play. This is what I think attracted all of us to this at the beginning, at the very beginning. You know, all of us to some degree know Simon's work, which is a real kind of visionary, pushing the edge of the envelope and using all kinds of projection, light, and sound technology. And the thought of applying that to an Arthur Miller play, it was just extremely exciting. McBurney and Arthur Miller is a mismatch. no question about it. But we thought, what a fantastic mismatch.